Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody feeling bummed out about the Tigers or the future and what's going to happen with Scooble. 818, I got a name, different sport, but Detroit linked to, connected to a superstar addition. Forget about subtractions. How about a superstar addition in this city? Get to it at 818. Good morning, 97.1. Hope your commute's a little better than ours coming in today.
Yeah, I'm curious as to, I mean, the road crews have obviously been out there. Temperatures warmed up a little bit. And if you are contemplating when to shovel your driveway, do it now, because I do believe colder temperatures are arriving tonight. And if you don't, this wet snow is going to turn into a very thick sheet of ice on your driveway.
It's not even winter yet. Like, technically.
Okay.
Heather's nodding her head.
Technically, it's not.
It's not technically winter, but you may already be sick of it.
Yes, the shortest day of the year is approaching, and pretty soon we actually start to get more sunlight. Minutes of sunlight.
Yeah. How was your commute in today?
It sucked. It was bad. I didn't know it was going to be as bad as it was. I mean, I saw the schools being canceled last night, but when I went to bed, it hadn't started to snow yet. So I was shocked when I saw how much snow was on the driveway. Nothing had been done really in the area by my house, like the main roads there. 75, there was still only like one lane that everyone was using that was clear, where you could see the lane. Everything else was covered in snow. It was not fun.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't start falling until later at night.
Yeah, it started coming down around 10 o'clock. And I think it started to slow down. It was still snowing a little bit when I left this morning. There's some areas of patchy, you know, snow, but it was, I think, for the most part, done right around 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yet by 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm still driving through stretches of snow. I mean, some of it was paved. Other stretches you were all right.
Yeah,
but we're gonna lock in.
Get up.
Yeah.
I mean, I was counting the number of cars in the ditches as I was.
Oh, how many did
here.
You get up to?
6.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I only saw one coming from the Canton Plymouth area.
And I do wonder, they were just going too fast and maybe not paying attention or stopping too hard, because everyone was driving appropriately. I didn't see anyone doing things like, ooh, you should slow down. Like, people were going slow, and to see the cars facing the wrong direction with their lights staring at me, it's like, well, something. You either had to swerve quickly, you braked too fast, or you were driving too quickly.
Right, yeah. Sometimes it's not the people that are going the reasonable speed.
Oh,
it's the ones that are going way too slow.
Oh, that's true.
Of a sudden you come up on them and you do have to brake. And other times it's just a matter of getting stuck in, because this is a wet, slushy snow, you can get stuck in the slush, and then all of a sudden, hey, it moves you one way. I'm going to try and say the drop that I had earlier. It can.
This is good.
Can you fill in the blank for me?
This is great. Yes. I want to see how you do this.
It can shift you from the path that you were originally traveling. You get stuck in that slush, and all of a sudden, you're going a different direction, and sometimes that's what causes the spin out.
Yeah, you don't want to get jerked around.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a lot of people making their drive-in today going, I'm already over winter and it hasn't even started. Are you in that camp? 248-539-9797.
No.
No, me either.
Bring on the snow. I haven't even got a chance to play in it yet. Like, only one time have I been sledding.
Oh, really?
I haven't been skiing yet. I haven't been out in the snow. No, like, bring on the snow. It's just starting. I'm not sick of it at all.
I'm not sick of it either. We've been on the sled a couple of times, and we've been out playing in the snow. Teddy has been making a ton of snow angels. Mm-hmm. We've had snowball fights, multiple snowmen, and today is going to be a great snowman day.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a monster snowman day.
I think you want to have a white Christmas, so I'm not over this. I want to have a snowy Christmas morning, and we live in Michigan. We have all four seasons. Mm-hmm. I like all four seasons. There does get to a point, though, and it's probably about late January, where you're like, all right, I'm done with this.
The hardest thing for me is the fact that there is rarely any sunshine, and that makes the days
short,
gloomy and short, right? Like, it's just, it makes you depressed. I can handle the snow and the cold if there's sunlight.
I can handle the snow and the cold if I get to play in it. And winter is my favorite season. I like to ski. I like to snowmobile. My favorite winter activity is ice fishing. I just don't get to do it enough. So, yeah, there's a point in time where I'm like, okay, I'm over it just because I don't get to play in it. But if I got a chance to play in it, when I lived up north, it was, you know, all the way until mid-March, and I was disappointed when ice finally, you know, broke off the lake.
I'd say the two biggest drawbacks of snow or the winter, one, when the roads aren't cleared, because that's gonna danger, it's a safety issue. And the second is the wind. If it wasn't windy, you kind of deal with it just being cold out and go do your business. When the wind makes it feel like your face hurts, that's the drawback of winter. No,
yeah, I don't mind the I don't mind anything winter. You throw as much of it as you possibly can at us.
Okay,
I can't stand the wind. Like, that's the part I hate. I am getting sick of this already a little bit because it's kind of been a little relentless. Like for early winter, usually you have warm ups and it melts or you know, it's been constant. That's like if it wasn't for Christmas, because I do want a white Christmas, I'd already be tapping out a little bit. I don't know. My commute this morning was awful. I'm looking at the traffic map right now. If you're north of 96, the roads look like they're in pretty bad shape still, or the traffic's bad. I know they're not as bad as they were earlier for us, but I got to tell you, 696 East from 275, I was white knuckling, and I haven't white knuckled in years. I have new tires on the front. I front wheel drive. I was surprised how easily I could, if I was two handed, 10 and twos.
So when I leave my house in the morning, the street has obviously not been plowed in our neighborhood, and there's a certain calmness and quietness that the snow brings.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking trail through my neighborhood is, I just think it's awesome. And there is this quiet, even it dampens the road noise, everything, and you could kind of feel the snow cracking underneath your tires, breaking underneath your tires. I think it's just sound. It's awesome.
Yeah. I love all that stuff. Like seriously, I'm just saying that we've had quite a few snowfalls for this early in the winter, and we haven't had that in many years. Early.
Yeah. It's not like the winters of our youth when we have to walk to school both ways and it's uphill.
Let's get to Ken. Ken, how's your morning, Ben? What do you think of this?
Hey, I'm sick of the snow. Very sick of it. Tell John, unless you have to work out here, it doesn't bother you. But when you have to go out here and plow snow every morning, it really blows.
Well, so when I was up north, I used to plow, every day.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes. And I loved plowing snow.
You could keep up with it every day?
Oh, sure. I mean, I didn't have anything to do up there. It was just a matter of, can I get to the boat launch? You know?
When you have to do 23 buildings and parking lots.
I get that.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I get that. Especially today when it's really wet and it's heavy. It's a bear on your truck. That's for sure.
Well, it's not my truck. It's the school district's truck, but at least it's a little better because the school's not in. I'll have to have it done by 7 in the morning.
Yeah. Right. There you go. Well, be safe.
Yeah, be safe out there, Ken.
Appreciate you listening and calling.
Manny in Southfield.
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, Manny. How are you?
Hey, what's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Of course.
Big time. I just want to get it real quick. I'm with Heather all the way. Bring on the snow. I love the winter. I love the cold. I'd rather be cold than hot, boys. I ain't going to lie. I'd rather be cold than hot.
Oh, I'm 100% with you. Are you a big guy?
No. Skinny man. Oh. By 130, soaking wet.
Okay.
But, I want to say that because when you hot, you can't do nothing about it. You can't get naked in public, you know. But when you cold,
it's not recommended.
A couple layers, some boots, and you'll be all good.
Yeah, get yourself nice and warm and toasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would much rather be cold than warm.
Oh yeah, jeans and flannel. I mean, he basically spelled out my entire philosophy on weather. Like when you're hot, there's only so much that you could take off. When you're cold, you can always put on another layer. I love wearing my jeans and a flannel. I love the snow. Just keep it coming.
John, have you adjusted the thermostat since it's been constantly cold like this?
I did turn the heat on, yes.
You turn it on finally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I turned it on. It's been a couple of weeks now.
Soft.
It was I think it was the week before Thanksgiving where we finally turned it on and at night it's the entire house is set at 65 during the day. I crank it all the way up to 67.
Are you already sick of the snow? Are you already sick of the winter? Reminder, it's not even the winter yet. Let's get to Barry in Detroit. Barry, what's up?
What's up, guys? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I love the snow. First of all, I do my little Tokyo drift on the streets by myself. You know, when you turn the corner and it's,
yep.
I do that. And then I love to buy a perfect pair of boots. And I love the shopping that comes with winter. You know, like you get to bundle up. You look all sophisticated, even though I work at Wendy's, you know. So it's like, it's cool. I liked it. I like the snow.
Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah,
if you're
yeah, if you're the first one or the only one on the road, you can have a little fun with it. Do a couple donuts.
It is fun to do those turns where you just a little drifting. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Good day for Wendy's chili.
Yeah. Right?
Yes, it would be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A big order of French fries. Dip it in there.
No such thing as bad weather, guys. Just bad clothes. Love the winter. Love the snow. Love the wind in my face. Makes you feel alive. So much to do. Get outside, people.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle up. It's not going anywhere. We're going to be dealing with this for months. So.
Oh, yeah. The Farmer's Almanac says this one's going to be if you don't like snow, it's going to be a long one for you.
I got clue number one. If you want to win Lions tickets today, name that lion. You got to wait for the sounder. You can't jump the gun. We've got three clues. The first clue to win tickets for their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Clue number one, I played for both the Lions and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hmm. Clue number one, name that lion. Win Lions tickets. I played for both the Lions and the Steelers. It's 97.1.
It's a perfect time for this one. In the Motor City, winter isn't just a season. It's a challenge, and you've all been challenged today. So when the snow starts piling up on Woodward and the slush, and there's a lot of slush today, if it takes over I-75, you don't need a sleigh. You need a Sierra. This is professional-grade capability. The GMC Sierra, built to dominate the job site and upgrade your driveway. So whether you're hauling the family tree or towing the toys up north, and this would be a great weekend for the sleds up north, the Sierra delivers the power, the tech, and the premium luxury that you've earned. But you need to move fast. Right now, the Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are holding their holiday event. This is your chance to get behind the wheel of a truck that defines Detroit toughness. Don't let the holidays pass you by. These offers will end, and they end absolutely on January the 2nd. Start the new year in professional grade style. Visit your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers today. We are professional grade.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Yeah, don't look at the calendar. Winter's here.
No one looks at the calendar to decide whether winter is here.
I'm with you. And on your way in, you encountered a true winter drive.
Uh-huh. And I'm just looking outside right now. There's some big flakes coming down.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's here, man.
Awesome.
Winter's here, and some people are already sick of it. We've been taking those phone calls and ticket texts, 248-539-9797. This is Michigan. Mm-hmm. We have four seasons. It's not even Christmas. Yeah, bring on the snow. Make sure the roads are plowed and taken care of. Other than that, yeah, bring on the snow.
And I know 10 to 2, Doug, if Doug's in today, he's probably going to have the same thing to say. He loves the winter.
As long as the roads are safe, I like the cold weather. I like the winter. And by late January, I'll probably be over with it, but...
Yeah. It's not the roads that I worry about. It's all the other drivers that I worry about.
Well, we'll get to some of those thoughts here, too, in a second. I also have a little bit of optimistic news.
Oh.
I hesitate to even bring it up because we're not allowed to have big, bold moves in this city. But one of our teams is linked to a star player. Quinn Hughes, hockey player, Vancouver Canucks. Their team's terrible. There's real chatter about him being traded. The most popular destination is the New Jersey Devils because his brothers play there. And people are really reading into him referring to Devils general manager Tom Fitzgerald by the nickname Fitzy. Oh, they're on nickname basis. But that doesn't stop a team like Detroit from making a real push. And in fact, it sounds like there is talk. So that's Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet 32 Thoughts podcast from this week.
Can somebody tell Elliot that you don't pronounce the I in Detroit?
It's a Canadian thing.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Cole was the legend of doing that. He was the old CBC announcer back in the day.
Then go full Detroit.
Right. Detroit. Yeah, I don't even.
Yeah, here's go the ahead and try that one again.
No. Here's the context. Before I make a fool of myself any more than I normally do. Here's the context for people who aren't dialed into the hockey scene. Quinn Hughes, Norris winner a couple years ago, left-handed defenseman. He moves with the puck so well. He's arguably the best defenseman in hockey. You could pair him with Seider for a decade. He's a little more offensive, Seider a little more defensive. He played at Michigan. Family spends some of their summer here in Michigan. If he would be open to an extension, which he can't sign until July 1st, he would make a lot of sense for the Red Wings. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they're kicking the tires on Quinn Hughes.
It's great.
Do you think Detroit will do it, Jim?
No, I think he's going to end up in New Jersey. But this is exciting. Sure beats talking about trading away your star players.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Anyway, let's get to the phones. Adam in
Detroit.
You're on 97.1.
You guys are killing me with the Detroit stuff. That's
unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I thought it was one of you guys at first, and then I was like, oh, it's the guy from a live recording. Anyway, hey, this snow, man. Listen, we have winter every year. We have snow every year. And you drive with the folks that, you know, probably were born and raised here their entire lives. You get a few inches of snow, it's like they forget how to drive in it.
Yep.
Even though they've driven in it every single year. I just drove past two spun-out cars going up 275 north on the 696 east. Roads actually aren't, like, horrendous. It's just a little slush. People driving slow. But I'm all for the cold. I can deal with that. But, man, the snow's for the birds. I can't. My father worked for Wayne County Road Commission for 30 years. Used to drive the trucks, you know, right, to plow and salt.
Mm-hmm.
Worked his way up, retired as a department manager after 30 years. So I know, like, the amount of salt we'll have, you know, the city and the county has cut back on cleaning the roads up. You know, they outsource it. So over the last decade, probably even more than that, the roads haven't been how they used to be during this time when we get snowfall. So anyway, everybody drive safe, go Lions, and that's it.
All right. Hey, thanks, Adam.
Yeah. Couple more of the responses we got from people today. Snow is terrible. I'm a mailman. The rain, snow mixed with wind is the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, it changes the equation if you have to work in it all day long.
White fluffy snow is okay. This crap today is not. Bring on the banana hammock season, Bill in Plymouth.
Yeah. When you describe it like that, it's a little bit cringy.
Why would you want snow for Christmas? There certainly wasn't snow at the first Christmas. Okay, but it's
snow on Christmas.
It's
is
synonymous.
Magical.
Come on.
Okay, there might not have been snow on the first Christmas where Jesus was born, but somewhere in the world
there was snow.
I mean, maybe the wise men had to trench through it, over the mountains and through the woods and the baby's cradle they ran.
So it doesn't snow in Bethlehem?
I don't know the answer to that question.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
I wonder what AI will tell me.
Yes.
This one says, hey, John, it's Tony, big fan. Let's go ice fishing, man. I've never been. Where do I start?
Oh, man. Hey, start wherever, all you need. Now, this wet, heavy snow changes the equation because as soon as it falls on a lake with a couple inch of ice, now you get slush. This is where it becomes a little bit sketchy. So if it's just ice, all you need is 2 inches of ice. The more the merrier, but all you need is 2 inches to be able to walk on. So that's where you start.
John, it does snow in Bethlehem, by the way.
Does it?
Yes.
What
it's
time
rare.
Of year? Oh, it's rare.
Now you're asking me questions I didn't get to.
Maybe a Christmas miracle.
Did that happen in year zero? Was that a rare occasion?
I don't believe so.
That was before meteorological records.
White Christmases are overrated. This is ridiculous.
What? No, they're not overrated. No.
Says Cookies, I disagree. We don't get four seasons anymore. Spring begins March 20th. Sometimes end of April, it's snowing still. Nick in Farmington.
Well, you just need to embrace winter sports.
Yes.
And find something you enjoy to do in the snow.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun things to do in the snow. I mean, it's and here's the thing about a white Christmas is, you know, okay, if you're going to go full, you know, Hallmark mm-hmm. holiday of being able to have the snow falling, a fire in the fireplace, the family all around, like, okay, we're going full Norman Rockwell on that one.
Mm-hmm. Got clue number two, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, there is a Michigan high school basketball player up in the UP that was kicked off his team for skipping practice to go hunting with his family. And the story is kind of going viral, sparking some debates online. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. So this is the head coach at Negaunee High School, William Hill, basically said, hey, if you don't practice, you don't play. There's a little bit of a backstory, and I'll tell you this. So it's located in Marquette County, has 450 students, 9th through 12th grade. Only 12 students tried out for the boys' varsity basketball team in total. Two of those students who tried out are injured, and they're not going to be cleared to play this season, so it's really just 10. And all 10 athletes were told on the second day of tryouts that they would, they're going to make the team. There's not going to be any cuts. And they said, you know, we need you here. We only have 10 of you, so you need to be at these practices. We have this scrimmage, whatever.
Yep.
During their first game, they won. They beat Escanaba, but there was
one. In the moonlight?
Yeah. There was one player who wasn't there, Gavin Stone. He wasn't allowed to play or be on the team because he did go hunting with his family. Mm-hmm. And so now people are debating if this is, you know, is this a punishment that fits the crime kind of thing.
So is he kicked off the team for the entire season?
Sounds like
or
it.
Just
no, it sounds like he is no longer on the team. He's been kicked off mm-hmm. the team. He cannot play at all this season.
The coach had told him go hunting on the weekend. Don't miss the Monday, Tuesday practice.
The kid did tell the coach, hey, this is what's happening. My family and I are going to this, you know, we're going up wherever. They're already up north. We're going hunting. And I might not be at the practice for Monday and Tuesday. It was two practices that he missed. And the coach said, hey, you better be here. Find a way to work it out. And he said, okay, I'll talk to my dad, see what I can do. And then it was like, no, as a family, we're doing this. We're not going to get you to practice. We're not leaving you home alone. You're coming with us. So he told the coach, I'm not going to be there. And the coach basically said, well, tough luck.
Yeah.
I was really curious what you would think, because you're a hunter, but you're also, hey.
Yeah. High school, I agree with the coach. You made a commitment to the team, and that commitment requires sacrifice. And it's the same thing. Basketball season goes over the Christmas vacation. Now, there typically are 3 or 4 days around Christmas, maybe around New Year's, where coach isn't going to have practice. There needs to be some sensibility there. But if you've got a, you know, hey, family vacation planned, plan around the commitments that you made. And I have no problem with the coach saying, if you're not going to be at practice, then you're not. We only need 5. We don't need 10.
It's so tough because it was like this. I think it's always been like this. Even when I was in high school, I cheered. We are not allowed to miss practice. You couldn't miss camp.
Right.
And I missed out on several family reunions. I missed out on family trips because I decided I wanted to be on the team.
Yep.
So I stayed for practice, stayed for camp. But looking back on it, I do wish that I could have been at those family reunions.
Sure.
I wish that.
There's a lot of things.
There's a way around that.
I just think life's about choices. He made the choice knowing he could be
kicked off the
team and made the decision to go hunting anyway. So now there are consequences and it sucks.
Yeah.
But the family, I agree with you and I agree with it. But I also think that the family, I don't know how old this kid is.
High schooler.
Yeah. If he's under 18 and the family says, you're coming with me and we're going as a family to go hunting, how much choice does that kid have?
Well, the issue is with his parents.
Yeah.
The issue is with his parents, not with the coach.
Yeah.
Because you could stay with a teammate.
Yeah, so it is. I mean, I get why there was a debate about it and the punishment. Yep. Let's see. During a meeting on Monday, Royal Oaks elected leaders abruptly terminated the city manager and appointed an interim. So it literally took the city commission less than 1 minute to unanimously remove him from his role that he held for less than a year. They're not giving any reasons as to why they terminated him. But what's crazy is that this wasn't even on the agenda for this meeting at all. Like, it got added to the agenda once the meeting started.
Yeah, it's what makes it so bizarre. There's no explanation. I clicked on it because, like, hey, I'm in Royal Oak. Sure. What's going on here? And there's no explanation.
They say they do appreciate his contributions he made during his tenure, and they wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Started looking up, like, was he underqualified? He'd worked in a neighboring city.
He was in Ferndale for 13 years.
Very bizarre.
Yeah.
Heather with the news. Power Surge next. Clue number two. For Name That Lion to win tickets for their game against the Steelers, a pair of tickets. Can you name that lion? Clue number two. Drum roll, please. Clue number two. I was a Pro Bowler with the Indianapolis Colts. Clue number two for Name That Lion. I was a Pro Bowler with the Indianapolis Colts. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration has spent 30 years helping men across Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. And he doesn't just believe in what he does. His own family has trusted him with their hair. Dr. B has had the procedure himself. He restored his son's hair and even his nephew's. So when his own family sits in his chair, it says everything. He's also a board-certified surgeon and the only doctor in Detroit offering both smart graft and neograft, performed entirely by his in-house medical team. There's no traveling techs, no assembly line clinics, just experience, precision, and results that look completely natural. And the holidays are the perfect time to take advantage of the downtime, recover discreetly, and step into the new year feeling like you again. Schedule your free consultation today, and when you mention 97.1, you'll get $1,000 off your procedure. Let Dr. B treat you like family this holiday season. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com, where your confidence grows back.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Clue number three, name that lion. You get three clues in an hour. You wait for all three. You figure it out. You wait for the sounder guy, and you win your tickets. Clue number three, I was drafted by the Lions in the 2010s in the top 10. Clue number three, I was drafted by the Lions in the 2010s in the top 10. You've got your clues. Now you can berate Greg and try to get through on the phones and name the lion. 248-539-9797. We're going to check in with Evan Petzold at 9:35, get the latest from the winter meetings.
Yeah.
You hear that conversation in the 9 o'clock hour. John, as we sit here, winter meetings wrap up today.
Mm-hmm.
Scoobal hasn't been traded yet. Hasn't been extended.
No, they haven't signed anybody.
Just kind of in limbo. Yeah, they're
of note
of no significant signings. Yeah. How do you want this to go? Trade him, keep him, or sign him?
Okay, so you're asking it a different way. How do I want this to go? So what I want, what my Christmas wish list is that they sign Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal agrees to, pick your poison, 4 years, 180, or 5 years, 250. They also go out, sign Bregman, and if that's all they do, I'd be okay, because you do have Max Anderson, you've got all of these other guys that you believe will be a part of this that will be hopefully additions. Now, I'm not going to count on any single rookie to have a great season and be the deciding factor, but I think they could be contributors. That's what I want.
Right. Now, if I turn off the PlayStation and we have to figure out what to do.
Oh, you think that was full PlayStation mode?
Well, Scoobal's not signing a 4 or 5 year deal.
Okay. Right. I mean, yeah. I don't think Boris would allow him to sign. The problem is, and I don't know the dynamics of their relationship, Scott Boris works for Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal should be the one that is directing the process.
You hire Scott Boris. It's a choice you make when you aren't going to settle, when you are going to go to the highest bidder, when you are going to create a bidding war. Scooble wants this. Boris isn't, I mean, look, he can be the shield. He's paid to be the shield. Mm-hmm. To sit there and take the ammunition and the bullets and the arrows. Scooble wants this expressly. That's why you hire Scott Boris. Scooble's not going to sign with the Detroit Tigers this offseason. Hell, we don't even believe they've made a serious offer to Tarek Skubal this offseason.
Well, they might not be wasting their time. If their serious offer isn't going to be whatever the astronomical number Scott Boris thinks he'll get in the bidding war, then why bother putting it together?
Well, let's hear from very serious businessman Scott Boris. This is Scott Boris yesterday at the winter meetings.
Ha, 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 ha. He went on.
Very serious businessman Scott Boris. I'm reaching the conclusion, and I'm at peace with it, they got to trade him.
Yeah.
I'm not
so it's
happy.
What you think will happen, or...
No, I think they're going to stubbornly trudge on to the season and act like they're good enough to keep him and win a World Series without making big additions. Mm-hmm. What I would like to happen, understanding the cards I've been dealt, I got a 7-2 offsuit. This is not an ideal hand. I have a star player that I've developed that is going to hit free agency and play somewhere else. I got to trade him. I got to get something for him. The other alternative is you load up and you go for it. But John, I mean, just reading the lay of the land, the Tigers are not going to load up and pursue Alex Bregman, Bo Bichette, big time bat or bats plural. So if I'm not going all in, if I can't sign him, won't sign him, I got to trade him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. And so if you're asking what I think will happen, I think you're right. I think they eventually will trade him. Now, what are they going to get for him? And that's the wild card that we don't know. And we talked about this earlier. Everybody was all fired up. Oh, you want to trade him, but you're not going to. No, I don't know what they're going to get in return. I will reserve whether I think it's a good move or bad new move until I understand what the trade entails.
So there was that tweet yesterday from David Pingalore. Never heard of the dude. He works for KALA out in Los Angeles. He's even on their station page. I went to check just to make sure this wasn't like a fake person.
Yeah, he's well employed.
Yes. And he says that a trade is being finalized between the Dodgers and the Tigers. Nobody else has this story. I don't know if it's real, but when it hit my Twitter, I thought, well, a sense of relief. I mean, they're going to at least get something for him as opposed to doing this thing stubbornly.
Right. And again, we don't know what getting something for him. We don't know what that something is.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't go into detail there either.
No. No. He says it would be contingent on getting Tiger ownership approval and an extension for the Dodgers, so they would be willing to give up a haul because it would take a haul. I'm at peace with it. I don't like it. I'm at peace with it.
And here's why I'm only offering 4 years or 5 years. I just don't think he's going to be as effective or that you're going to be paying him when you get to year 6, 7, 8, or 9 or 10. If somebody offers him a 10-year deal,
I don't think that's an adequate offer. But we haven't even heard the Tigers had made it, which to me says that they don't even feel like they're going to keep him. We'll continue the conversation next. 97.1.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.